how excited are you about this partnership with Delaware Public Media? And what's, I guess, appealing to you about forming this partnership?
Well, so this is my 16th year as principal, or not as principal, but 16th year working in McCain. McCain's radio station has existed my whole tenure, and it's been over 20 years since we've had a FCC license for 88.1. In most of that time frame, we've just been kind of on oldies format where it wasn't as engaging for our audience. So the students working the station from a back behind the scenes perspective had a lot of fun, but even then, they certainly weren't connecting with the music and the content that we were providing. And so we've been revamping our program over the last 5 years, from instructor to equipment to content. And we've recently started to get more contemporary and pop music that our students are a lot more engaged with. And I certainly am very interested in engaging the community in a larger scale. And I think by partnering with Delaware Public Media, it's going to allow us to provide some real valuable content for our parents and the adults in the area, and not just our student audience. And so we're looking to expand who we're reaching and how we're connecting and engaging our community, and be a little bit, it makes us feel a lot more like a legitimate station, having this kind of partnership. Personally, I'm a huge fan of NPR. I eat it for breakfast and dinner. I'm constantly listening. It's where I like to get a lot of my news from, because I feel like the public media provides more of an objective standpoint in the world of quote-unquote fake news and bias that exists in certain media outlets. So I feel like public media has worked real hard to distinguish themselves from the crowd. And so I value public media in general, and Delaware First is unique because it's the only show in town in the state, and it really allows for us to localize and focus the content on what matters most to the Delawareans. And so very, very excited about this prospect. I think it could help both parties involved, and I'm very excited to see how it blossoms, because I think it could be a lot bigger than I can even imagine right now.
How do you feel it fits in terms of what the students are doing, as you were mentioning, kind of behind the scenes and more on the curriculum learning side for them, forging this partnership with Delaware Public Media?
So that's a great question. It really gets at the what it provides for my students is, rather than just trying to determine what song to play next or what genre of music to pull from in creating shows and content that's all associated with music, it forces the students and gives them opportunities to be in the media business, being in the news reporting business. And the skill set that's involved in that is huge, and it goes cross-curricular. My radio teacher has been partnering with the English department because he recognizes that journalism skills are essential for the industry, and this provides a lot more real-life opportunity of embedding that into our curriculum. It was always a stretch to get kids to write news stories when they knew that all we were playing were oldies all day long, 24/7. So now it gives us a lot more legitimacy, and we're hoping that we can model off of the content that we get from you guys, and so that they can create their own news stories here about things that happen, to them locally at McCain or within Wright Clay, and use NPR, use Delaware First as our model of where to follow.
And for you, I mean, how important it is for people to kind of get behind, endeavors like this? I mean, obviously, we're in the midst of our June fund drive, and we're looking for support. For you, I mean, how important is it to have the community get behind things like this, the partnerships like this?
Well, it's immense. You know, in order for anything to catch some legs and be successful, you need to have value in the public eye. So anytime I try to sell a new idea in my school community, I look to build consensus before I even launch the idea so that it gets some legs at the onset. And so being able to talk to the students, to the McCain community about how they can, the parents have a reason to listen and the students have a reason to listen and we become a more valuable tool for them. And that's what we want to serve the public for sure. And the more value we can provide, then it becomes more inherent to the students to recognize that everything that they do on a daily basis matters. And so it certainly helps in a recruiting standpoint, getting more students interested in that career pathway. It helps in just the public image of, I think, schools in general, of Red Clay schools and, of course, McCain High School. And it helps people understand what we're sharing. And I'm a big believer in the objectiveness of public media, and I feel like our families can benefit from finding information from that type of unbiased source. And so building value for them is key because it will help ultimately give us more opportunities. You're going to get more partnerships down the road. We might be able to get some sponsorships from some businesses that really are starting to find a value in the product that we're offering. And I think that particularly with our partnership with Delaware Public Media, it's going to expand the reach of where you guys are. I mean, you're currently not hitting every corner of the state. And so being able to expand to the far corners of the state, I think, is going to make it more powerful. Again, that value added and providing a service to all Delawareans and having them recognize that it's better than listening to some station from out of state sharing information and their local tidbits have nothing to do with us.